Yesterday I got a call from a nice woman who wondered if, by chance, I would like to sell my place. I said, yeah, sure, you betcha, how much we offering? There was a small pause, no doubt surprised that she had a live one on the end of her line. I assume 99 out of 100 hang up after a few choice obscenities, so it must be a relief to get a landowner hot to sell. Finally she got her heart pumping again, said, what price do you have in mind? Without hesitation, I said $2 million, and it's yours, lock, stock, and barrel. Barrels, plural, actually, but I didn't want to screw the deal by mentioning the acres of assorted antiques, junk, used equipment, etc. We could negotiate a price for those on the side. Later, of course. She paused once more, not quite as long as before, then said, well, that would depend on the answers to a couple of questions. And then she started to ask if I owned the home outright, and I stopped her mid-sentence. You already know the answers to those if you've done your homework, so let's just cut to the chase. How long before we can close this deal? $2 million. It's a steal the way the market is going. Hang on to it a couple months, you'll double your money. Me, I'll be in Rio de Janeiro with any luck, carnival, cheap living. $2 million could probably buy a chunk of rainforest you and your consortium might be interested in logging. I think we could come to some agreement on price, she started over, but first I need $2.25 million, ma'am, I told her. Price is going up every time you ask more questions. Long pause. Finally I said, you really need to up your game, lady. Set the hook, make the close, seal the deal. Or were you hoping you'd get some old grandfather with dementia who'd sell a homestead for peanuts? I just got a letter today from a Gippo logging outfit, nice stationery and everything, who would love to help me clear-cut my property, get all the permits, drag in skidders and dozers, then clean up afterwards. Nice sounding fella. Like you. I get a card from the local realtor showing me the house down the road that they just sold. Big bucks. Would I like to cash in too? The quiet sound of a dial tone greeted this last little rant. The Mrs. says, just hang up on these people. But I think that's rude. Seems fair to poke the gator a bit. After all, they're going to get dinner on one of the next calls. Not that I think I'm going to give them indigestion, but, gee, I can hope, can't I?